Big day in Springfield. The State House gets some, the Senate seems to be working on the grand bargain. This, of course, the big, I guess this is the compromise we've been waiting for between Democrats and Republicans in the state to come up with a budget. It's in the form of a grand bargain. We'll see if that actually works out, especially after a roadblock today. Madeline Dubik in studio. She is the publisher of RebootIllinois.com as well as PolitiFact Illinois. Great to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We haven't come up with a name yet for this segment, but we will. I liked Illinois. So much Illinois. But we'll get back to the naming of the segment. What's more important
rebootable.
Is... Rebootable. There you go. What's more important is the grand bargain. This is something that we've been talking about. Just to give an idea, this is really a concept in which Democratic and Republican leaders in the Senate need to come together to pass 12 separate bills. Is that the idea?
It was 13 originally, then they removed an increase in the minimum wage, so it is 12, yes.
So the idea is that these
It's grand, and they are bargaining.
So this is the idea that it represents not only some of Governor Rauner's turnaround agenda items, but also some things that the Republican Party wants, some things that the Democrats want. The idea that all these things should be passed if we need to move this to the House for a budget.
There is something in there for everyone to hate. And something in there for everyone to love, literally. And that is what a compromise is, right? It's like we've forgotten what that is in politics because nobody does that anymore. But so today they actually passed five of these bills.
Which ones were they?
The biggest that probably would spark the most interest from listeners would be major, major gambling expansion. Chicago Casino in Rockford, one up on the...
Madeline, let me cut you off right there.
Sure.
Let's go to Rob Martire. Okay. He's got an update on the weather. We're going to do this. Rob, what do you got?
Yeah, Justin, excuse me. Thunderstorm warning now for central LaSalle County until 8:15. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for areas including Ottawa, Marseilles, Oglesby, Seneca, mm-hmm. Grand Ridge, and Nayplate. Again, this is for LaSalle County until 8:15. It is a severe thunderstorm warning.
Thanks, Rob. That's one to pay attention to because that's the second wind of storms coming through.
And
the
Ottawa
first
has already been
obviously
hit.
Been hit. All right, back to the grand bargain. So one of which was casinos. That's a big deal. I mean, the
it's
idea
huge.
That that's been pushed through. I mean, that's been politically, it's been political volleyball for the last decade.
Yes. Senator Terry Link has been the sponsor of probably I'm exaggerating now, a billion casino bills over the years. He joked about it on the floor today when they were debating and said, you know, he's passed this bill at least 35 times. And he probably has. But this is, five more casinos in the state of Illinois.
Including?
Video gambling at racetracks. So people out in the suburbs could, entertain themselves between horse races. At the racetrack in
Arlington
Heights.
That's been something the gambling lobby has wanted
for
years. Yeah.
Decades.
But the big thing in here is it counts as Chicago casino. This is something that I felt we were arguing about with Governor Quinn. There were a ton of ideas, and that seemed to die on the vine. This sort of quietly gets put in, and a Chicago casino was part of what got passed through the Senate today.
Exactly. It hasn't really gotten too much attention, but it's a big deal. Creates a new oversight authority for the casino, but Senator Link said today that the Illinois Gaming Board would still have oversight over the oversight board, and there's major ethics component, so we'll see how that all works out. They're also passed today a bill that's been pretty controversial and caused trouble between Governor Rauner and Senate President John Cullerton, and that is a pension pickup or parity for the Chicago Public Schools. It's at a cost of about $215 million this year. And it kind of folds Chicago in with the rest of the state and kind of, from Cullerton's perspective,
and this has
levels
been,
the playing
and
field.
And this is what Chicago Public Schools has been advocating
wanting,
and we've been the give and take. There was a promise, but not a promise, and now cuts have gone into effect. It's put political pressure on the governor, or at least that's what the governor says.
Right.
This is that bill.
This is that bill. It passed. Oddly enough, then a major pension reform bill did not pass, and so they had to pull it out of the record so it can live to see another day
at some point
in the future. So
this is what I
things
I'm,
are still very
me.
Tenuous down there.
Madeline, you've covered state house politics for a long time. I'm confused. So the idea of the grand bargain is all 12 have to pass or nothing happens, right?
Exactly.
So then they put
it literally says in each bill, this bill does not become law unless all these other bills also become law.
So then in the next breath, a bill for pension reform fails.
Right.
So what does that mean? Is it all done? What do you mean that they can pull it off the table before it gets into the record?
There are all kinds of tricks and maneuvers that can be done. Everybody in Springfield likes to say nothing is dead until they actually declare the end of that particular General Assembly over. And then, you know, even then they can bring things back the next year. So they pull the bill off and then somebody can maneuver to bring it back.
Let me interrupt one more time. Let's go to Rob Martyr as well. We're checking the weather here.
Yeah, guys, the weather dominating things right now. A severe thunderstorm warning now for southern Will County, northeastern Kankakee County, and southeastern Cook County. This will remain in effect until 8:30 tonight. Locations including Joliet, Tinley Park, Mokena, Frankfort, Shanahan, Olympia Fields, all in the line of this new storm. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Will, northeastern Kankakee County, and southeastern Cook County until 8:30 tonight.
Great. Thanks, Rob. And we will continue to update you that with any warnings and things that come through. Even during the president's speech, we can dip out and quickly tell you what's going on with the second storm that's coming through Chicago. Madeline Dumick is with me. She is the publisher of RebootIllinois.com as well as PolitiFact Illinois. You know, this. So the concept, what happens now? I mean, the idea that they pulled it off and they were able to trick the system and it didn't count on the record. Did they go behind the closed doors and get enough votes? What happens now?
So someone who voted on, I want to make sure I get this correct, but essentially someone who voted on the prevailing side, I believe it is, I might have this backwards. Basically, it's a technical maneuver. They make a motion to reconsider and they bring it back up. And with one of these bills, they actually had to change the bill number.
How does it not pass? I guess the question is, if this was a grand bargain that was worked out by Senate leaders, how does it not pass? I mean,
they're still having trouble, you know, getting the votes and getting people in line to get this done. There are, you know, a number of Republican senators who have trouble with the tax increases that are coming and could be voted on tomorrow if things proceed as they are saying they will. You know, I was kind of stunned myself when the major pension reform bill did not pass because it has just about everything in it that Governor Rauner has advocated for. It would give create a tier three of employees who could go into a 401k style type of plan instead of
Which body is the one that is stopping that from passing? Is it Democrats or Republicans?
Both. It could be a little bit of both. Yeah, I mean,
What a new age.
It is. It's a brand new day.
Okay, so.
And then, you know, none of this is a done deal. Yeah. It still has to go to the House
You robbed the words from my mouth. Like, okay, so Speaker Madigan, who's, for all intents and purposes, been removed from this negotiation because of his contentious relationship with the governor. Yeah, it still has to go to his chamber. What's the likelihood of something getting through the House that this grand bargain got through the Senate?
I'd say it's not very likely.
So is this just is all pageantry? What's happening here?
I think that the hope is that so much pressure will be created if the Senate can get this done that people will start pressuring their lawmakers. Those lawmakers have hopefully started feeling some pressure from universities and social service agencies and all these different entities who have not been getting paid by the state of Illinois for the work they do or getting the university funding, students without grants, all those kinds of things. The hope is that that pressure keeps building, and if the Senate can actually get this done,
then it shows that they did cooperation, they did what the people wanted, and they'll put some pressure on the House.
And then Mike Madigan becomes the obstacle in all of this. And the hope is that enough pressure builds that his members say, I got to do something.
Because that's worked so far. All right.
For 21 months, it's worked really well.
Really well. Last thought before we wrap up to get ready for the speech to Congress, President Trump's speech. The big public state worker union authorizes a strike vote. This was at the end of last week.
Right.
Today, it comes out that Governor Rauner has set up a website essentially trying to recruit strikebreakers.
Right.
Saying essentially, exactly. Give us your email and from this drop-down list.
Become a temporary worker for the state of Illinois.
Here's from this drop-down list, pick a job you'd like. You know, and the union finds that to be disrespectful in the way that there's a lot of skilled technicians and people who've worked in cases and DCFS.
That takes some real experience.
This doesn't sound like they're getting closer to an understanding. This sounds like they're digging their heels in.
Absolutely, they're digging their heels in. And the governor has, you know, been very clear and adamant that he believes that he should be able to implement his last, best, and final offer. That's been affirmed. AFSCME is taking that to court. And so the governor is trying to send every signal that he's going to do whatever he can to keep state government running and operating, even though, even in the advent of,
strike. We talked about Madigan being, this sort of the grand bargain being his sort of Waterloo, if you will.
Yeah.
For Governor Rauner, a showdown with the biggest public union in the state of Illinois that represents thousands of state workers.
38,000.
This is what he campaigned on is sort of, you know, a turnaround agenda that included reforms to unions. He has to win this, right?
And he's got the leverage right now because in the Labor Relations Board sided with him, and he happily points out that most of them were not appointed by him. They were appointed by Pat Quinn, his predecessor, and you know, so he's got the leverage, and he's going to take this one all the way to the mat. So we'll see what happens. I mean, AFSCME has pretty much said, come on, Governor, let's just sit down and talk about this some more. And he's not budging.
He's not budging. Madeline Dubeck joins us on the regular. I would say we want to find a place for this. We're moving it around. We had it on Thursday last week or Tuesday this week. Madeline Dubeck is the publisher of Reboot Illinois and PolitiFact Illinois here in Chicago and joins us regularly here on The Download. Madeline, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.